Okay. So, Frelich and Chanukah to everybody. It's the first thing. Chanukah, and I want to thank the sponsors, as always, the Chevra at Meridian, Jeff Weinberg, and Fritzke and the whole Chevra there. And also, we have the being sponsored is Chusra for Shlema, Fenesta, Tova, Baz, Zvarish. You should have a for Shlema, so Shachal Yisrael. And also, with Chaim and Daniela Wieder, Le'ilu Nishmas, Sariyuta, Vaser Chaim, Menachem Mendel, and Dina. Sarit Martin, Allah Shalom, was members of the little girl, was our neighbor. And Shem Shah, and Alina, Film Shalom, Simcha, and Achis. And the partners of the year, Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Gedalia, Ben Reb Shimon, and Shem Shah, and Leah, Shalom, Simcha, Nachis, and Brach. So let me tell you what we're going to do today. I had a cheshek to do a little bit from Likutei Tefillah, sort of a siyum on this tkufa of learning the sefer that we are learning. That will be the end of our limud in the sefer. And I did make it. I didn't decide what I would like to continue with, and I'll share with you now. But I decided that because right now I could only find six svarim in America, so I have so the guys have one of the guys contacted my son-in-law, and he's trying to work on it in Yerushalayim to put together some more svarim, because I'm hoping we'll get enough svarim. It would be hard to do the limud without the svarim, although it's always possible to make copies of the sefer to have it done nicely also. But I'm hoping that we'll be able to get the sefer. We are going to continue, Mr. Shem, in the world of Rabbi Nachman Schussigalim. Mr. Shem, we'll talk about it next week. Hope I'll have some of the svarim by that time. And the ones in America, at least I'll have a few. And to get the ones from Israel, for somebody coming back, hopefully we'll be able to bring a bunch of them. Mr. Shem, we'll start with that next week. But for now, I wanted to end with a little bit from Likutei Tefillah. I'm sorry, I see that it did not come out very, the black in the middle of the pages open. It didn't. I was holding it down very tight, but it didn't come out so good. We've mentioned Likutei Tefillah many, many times over these years. It's very important for everybody who feels any connection at all to his bodhis, to davening, which is all of us, to not just to have Likutei Tefillah, but to live with Likutei Tefillah. It's Rabbi Nosson's Tefillah that are all based upon Rabbi Nachman's Torah. And as I've told you, there are a number of different editions. The whole thing's already been translated into English from the cover there by Breslov Research. It's out. So that'd be very kedai to order, to get, to always have. The maila of this particular one that I use a lot is that it's divided according to inyanim. So you open up and there's a tefillas on mom and pranasa, tefillas on machshava and hira, and now on his brother. So the regular Likutei Tefillah is not according to inyanim, but this does according to. So what from we'll do is I'll find it in here. And then I'll go to the larger one, the more. Okay, so. But I thought it would be a nice thing to do, a good thing to do, to connect to Rabbi Nosson's Tefillah. So if you can't see everything, just try to as much as you can to follow. So you have in front of you the first page is Tav Tzadik Ches. You see Tav Tzadik Ches? Maybe. No, Tav Tzadik Dalet. Do you have Tav Tzadik Dalet? Yeah? Okay, yeah, Tav Tzadik Dalet, right. Okay, Tav Tzadik Dalet, it says Molei Rachamim?
Yep.
Okay, good. So let's just sort of daven together. Molei Rachamim. This is on his bodhis. We're davening Takash Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nosson is teaching us tefillas, his own tefillas, to help us with his bodhis. So these are tefillas that help with his bodhis. So, and then these are just parts of longer tefillas. We can do a little bit, just a little bit. Molly Rachamim, Chomel Dalim, is filled with Rachamim and has Rachamim on those who are poor and impoverished and Gashmis and Ruchnias. Hachoshev B'tikuni Gam Ata. That you, Hashem, you're always thinking about ways to help me to find a tikkun, to help me become a better person, a better Jew. Sach picha le'ilem kamayni. I'm a person that I don't have words. I'm mute, and I'm asking you to help. That you should teach me a way. Hareini masha daber. I need help to teach me what to say. Havineini masha eshal. Give me the wisdom to know what I should be asking you for. Hashem svasai tiftach ofi agit tehilasecha. Rachem alai. Rachem alai v'heyeba be'ezri she'eska laharbus besicha zu tefila beidin leben koini b'chol yom v'yom kol yom echayai. Hashem, I'm asking you to have rachmanis and to help me that I should have this chus to be able to speak to you in this way, in a very personal way, in a way of his bodhus. Every day of my life. And again, these are all things that we've been learning about. Help me, open my mouth, be mashpia. Diburim, new diburim, diburim chadashim, new words, kedoshim, new holy words, the yofim, and beautiful words that I should be able to speak to you b'chol pam. Tainli diburim chadashim. One of the hardest things with his bodhus is that you feel over time, it starts to get stale. You feel like, how many times can I say the same thing? I mean, what's the tachlis of this over and over? So that's one of the hardest things. So Rabbi Nosson is asking Hashem, Tein li diburim chadashim. Please, Hashem, give me new words. Molei rachamim ba'ofen she'ezke lahatzil nafshi al yodim. In order that through these words, I should be able to save myself. Mimasha anit tzarech lihinatzel b'zeh u'bavah. From those things that so that I should be able to be saved from in this world and in the next world, that I should be able to return to you be'emes, or believe shalom with a full heart, which is what you want. That I won't return to my silliness, to my foolishness. It says in Pasuk, that if I've done things that are wrong, I want to stop doing things that are wrong. I don't want to add to the injury that I've already caused myself and things that I've done that I shouldn't be doing. So Rachim Alei Barachimim Chadashim, I'm asking you to have, and I know that I've asked you this before, but I'm asking you to have Rachimim Chadashim, new Rachmanis on me. The Schus of Tzadikim HaGadolim HaShleimim, in the Schus of the great Tzadikim, HaShe'onim HaShe'onim Aleim Tomid, upon whom we're always relying and depending. She'zochel Eschadish B'chol Pam, B'chol Yom, B'chol Eisa, B'chol Shah, who had the schus, these great tzaddikim had the schus to always be mischadish, to always renew themselves, to be filled with his chadshus. We don't know that. We don't know how to be mischadish, not just new words, just mischadshus, to be able to start again. B'chol pam, b'chol yom, b'chol eis, b'chol shah, every day of our lives, every hour of our lives. Ki'ati adesha kol smichu senu aleihem. Because Rav Anshin, you know that we're relying upon these great tzaddikim. And with the great koyach of these tzaddikim, we have whom we can rely upon, even now. Even though we are so low. Just terrible. Save us in their schus. V'tahili beinu la'avodoscha be'emes. And purify our hearts to serve you, be'emes. Hashiveinu v'ashuva. Bring us back to you, and I will come, and I will return. Ki ata lokayu, ata lokayu ma'ashem. Ki goluv yadu l'fanecha, Hashem ileisi milam. Hashem, you know that the emes is, the truth is that I'm filled with words. I do have words. They're inside of me. I have feelings. I have things on my mind and in my heart. But I don't know how to articulate them. I don't know how to speak about them. Tainli dibur shel tshuva. I'm asking you, give me words of tshuva. I promise you, I won't hold back, but I don't know how to begin. I need words. I need the ability to. I could think about it. I have certain feelings. I'm thinking, but I don't know how to express it. And I promise you that if you open my mouth, I'll speak. But I'm asking you. I don't want to say anything that will get you upset. I don't want to say things like it's on, that's not according to your will. Because you only want good. All you want is my tikkun. You want that I should be better. And you want that it should be good for me. So gam ato azreini vayishen l'man shemecha. So I'm asking you to help me. L'man shemecha, for sake of your name. Kimeroiv bilbul daiti. Because I'm so confused. Alkein dvari gam atalo. Even now, the words that I'm saying right now, because I'm not saying about these words that we just read, these words that I'm saying right now, they're also they're very inappropriate. They're not inappropriate. They're very weak. They're very weak. Aval ani muchvach mulchui ladaber v'lasuach l'schalf. But I must, and I'm obligated to speak to you and pour my heart out to you as long as I'm alive, as long as I still am alive. As long as I have an neshama inside of me. And you do what's best with me. Right. And Reb Nosson is asking now, help me that I should be able to be Mechadish Chedusha Torah. Mechadish Chedusha Torah doesn't mean that we all have to become like the time briskers. It's to help me, Reb Nosson, to have new thoughts of you, new ideas, new concepts, to Mechadish on my level, Chedusha Torah. Not to publish, not to print.
Is that what we're saying?
Chedusha Torah, to have his Chachis in my learning. And my understanding of Torah, my understanding of you. Shein b'chol ha'tfilus v'atchinus v'atvashas. Eskel ha'haskel min ha'meitza v'adayshas. And in all the tfilus, and all the tchinus. Okay, v'sachm l'lai says, I came l'chadish chedush ha'Torah, amiti m'derach ha'tzadik, emes ha'mashich ha'borim ha'Torah, milamar l'lamata. V'chein b'chol ha'tfilus v'atchinus v'akoshas, eskel ha'haskel min ha'meitza v'adayshas. And in all the tefillahs that I'm going to daven to you. The same way I'm asking you to open up my mind. My mind is so confused. I'm asking you to open my mind and my heart to be able to think of new thoughts of Torah and so on. I'm asking you also in my davening that to be able to eskel haskel min hamed sarv hadocha, to begin from a narrow place, but va'ata brachem ha'tarchiv pi, that you'll open my mouth wide. I'm going to begin. In other words, here I am. I'm going to start talking to you. But I'm in a place that's called Meitzar. I'm in a very small place, and I don't know what to do. I'm going to start, and I'm asking you to open it up. Achiv pi, open my mouth up wide. As we learned that the words that a person speaks in his bodas is the bechin of Ruach HaKadosh. It's a level of Ruach HaKadosh. She'eskel afaris kol sichos lefanecha be'emes ketzon chatoi v'yerev sichos lefanecha be'emes. That my words should be be'emes, should be sweet to you. And help me and save me always. That in every way that I need to be saved. I want to be good, but you know more than anyone. You're the only one that really knows how hard it is in this world, how everything is so difficult. Especially when a person wants to become better, and he wants to come into the world of kedusha, the first sichos lefanecha balarachim, to be able to speak to you in an honest way, balarachimim, shirabim kamim kinegdo, that there's so many things that get in the way, that just stand up against me being able to speak to you. Beguf, venefesh, beguf, all kinds of things that I'm busy, I can't, I don't have time. Beguf, venefesh, and then inside of myself, venefesh, that all kinds of blockages. Begashim, is a beruchni, is befarka, mani, haani, especially a poor person like me, Hashem, you know my wickedness, my sins, my guilt, it was not hidden. You know when I get up, you know when I sit down, you know everything. And you know everything in my life, you know, from the closest things, the most distant things, Hashem. There's so many sorrows and so many things that are standing in my way. B'chol eis, rachim alai v'chaskeni v'amtzeni, b'chol eis, strengthen me. B'chol eis, always, l'vtoch b'chasadecha haram, to trust, to believe in your great kindness. L'kurei lecha tomid, to always continue calling out to you. No matter what's going on, no matter what it is, I should always call out to you. He brings from the Psukim. Turn to me, Hashem, and have rachmanis on me. Give me strength. Give your servant strength. And to redeem and to save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign, a good sign. All my enemies. Enemies here is not only referring to Hamas or Yimach Shemam or people that you have trouble with, but Sina means that all those things inside of me that my Yitzhara that are in my way. V'yiru Sina v'yavoyishu ki ata Hashem azar tadi v'necham tani bruch Hashem lo'ilam amein v'amein. So turn now, it says Tav Tzadik Ches Yochi Kadmoin. Again, there are thousands of tefillos. I just wanted to do, he has a few on his Baidus, so I wanted to end with these, a little bit of these. Where it says Yochi Kadmon, you see? You got it? Yeah. Yochi Kadmon. I mean, the first Yochi Kadmon, I mean, Hashem was before everything. Chazak va'amitz, who is strong, who is powerful. You're the source of all strength. So I'm asking you to strengthen me, to be able to daven to you always, to speak to you. These are the words of the Baal Tefillah davens before the davening. In other words, this is also davening to help me daven. So Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the Baal Tefillah says, Achilu Lakel. I'm asking you to give me mana lashon, to give me the ability to speak to you, to be able to speak to you. That's what the Baal Tefillah asks on Rosh Hashanah Kippur before he begins Chazaras Hashas. Asher b'kahal amashira uzo, abir renonos ba'adi v'ad mefalov. Again, these are the words of the Baal Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Asher b'kahal amashira uzo, he just brings the entire pasuk. I have all the good feelings in my heart, and there are a lot of things that are inside of me, but the words Hashem come from you. Again, show me what to say, teach me what to say. Having any masha etal, help me to understand what's important to ask for in my life. Help me, teach me how to appease you. I have to give you naches to make you happy with me. Lam deni be'emes darche his abaydus va'asicha imcha v'alarachmen b'loshu shemadarben bo. Teach me truthfully, in a true way, the ways of his bodhidus, to speak to you v'alarachmen b'loshu shemadarben bo, in my own language, in the language that I'm most comfortable with. Sh'tiyah sichas lefenecha tamid kash yidaber ish al re'ehu. That when I speak to you, I should always be able to speak to you in a way that a person would speak to his best friend. I should be able to talk to you. These are all things that we're learning about. Hareini be'ezer derech eskel l'natzeach oscha. Teach me how to defeat you. Right? We spoke about that. Teach me how to defeat you. I mean, you want to be defeated. Shetoshiv panach eilenu. That you should turn your face, even though there's so many things I've done in my life that turn you away from me. Teach me a way to overcome that, and that you should turn to me again. And to help me to do complete tshuva. You have revealed to us that you want us to defeat you. As Chazal teach us, Zamru l'misha menatzchna yisai v'samech. And we learned that. L'menatzeach mizmor, that Zamru l'misha menatzchna yisai v'samech. That the biggest nachas that we can give you is that we defeat you. What does it mean? We learned what it means to defeat Hashem. Hashem wants us to return to Him and to come to Him, even though it seems to be that we've been defeated by our Yetzar, and that we've been defeated by all the difficult things in our lives. And Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself is saying, you're this, you're this, you're that, and so on and so forth. Hashem wants us to be Menatzeach. He wants us, even though we feel like we've lost, He wants us to win. He wants us to defeat Kivyachal Him. And yet that's the greatest simcha that He has. Yo rachamech al banecha. May your rachamim be awakened on your children. It's always very good and very important, like in our regular davening every day, to also daven for other Jews, not just for ourselves. You can become very wrapped up in yourself in His bitterness. It's always very important. We didn't really learn much about that in the Sefer, but it's very important to daven for other people, that there are many people that are chafetzim, that are longing, mizgagim, are yearning, v'chaisim, trying to find a way. The first Yichasim l'fanecha. Help them also. Diburim kedoshim, with holy words. Anim shochim ya'asari minei zimra, that come from the 10 types of songs, from the 10 types of kepitlach that we have in Tehillim, and from the 10 pulses that we spoke a little bit about, the 10 types of song. Ashal yodam chibe davna melech ala v'shom sefer Tehillim. With these 10 different types of song, of Shira, davna melech composed Tehillim. The holy words that He would pour before you at all times. Because Hashem, you know. We don't know ourselves this path, this wondrous path of David HaMelech, the 10 different types of songs, poetry. We don't know this. But we have tremendous trust in the Korach and the Schus of David HaMelech al Hashem. It's also a very, very good thing. You see, throughout Likutei Tefillos, or Rabbi Nosson knew all of Tanakh, we don't. But each one of you and myself, we have favorite psukim in Tehillim. We all have favorite psukim, different parts of Tehillim. And it's very, very powerful to write down some of these psukim, to have them in front of us, and to bring these psukim of David HaMelech into our hisbodes. The same way Yisrael Nassim does that all the time. He has total recall of psukim, but for people like us, if we have written down psukim that we feel connected to, and that we could include those psukim and weave them into our English or whatever language you want to speak, to weave them into our hisbodes and to use David HaMelech, and you could have the words from Tehillim in English also, to use the lashon of David HaMelech. Schus David HaMelech al Bashar. Because Kola Tzadikim Shesidru Shivas the Shibachas. And we also trust very much in the Koch of all the Tzadikim who have written different Shiras and Tishbachas, the Anshe Knesset Gedola and so on, Reb Nosson Breslover, Tzadikim that have written Tfilas, the Sichos Lefanecha, ways of speaking to you. And these tzaddikim were zeicha to their avoda to be able to connect to these 10 types of zmiras of song. I'm sure some of you are saying, before you light Hanukkah candles, there's a beautiful tefillah from the Bnei Sascha. It's printed in many of the siddurim. The Bnei Sascha, and a big part of the tefillah of the Bnei Sascha is saying that my mouth connect to the mouths of the tzaddikim, and that my kavana, even though I don't know anything, but it let it be connected to the kavanas of all the big tzaddikim, and so on. This that we connect ourselves to the tzaddikim who knew all of these things and who had all these kavanas, And it's a very powerful thing by our trusting them and believing the tzaddikim, and that we connect to their tefillahs. Every breast of a chassid before he starts davening in the morning, besides saying "Harinu Kabbalah," he says "Harinu Mekasha Atzmi," I'm Mekasha myself. Kol Tzaddikim Amitim Shebedareinu, all the true tzaddikim of our generation. Kol Tzaddikim Amitim Shaychnei Ofa Daishem Shebaretz Hema. And to all the tzaddikim who are no longer alive, and the breast of his head, ubefrat la rabbeinu hakadosh tzaddik yisad olam, nachan levei mekor chachma rabbeinu nachman ben feiklus, vegas chusel no kol yisrael. And to connect doesn't dafka to be to Rabbi Nachman. Of course, Rabbi Nachman's whole Indian in the world was this, what we're learning. But you want to connect yourself to the Chofetz Chaim. You want to connect yourself to your Rebbe, or to the Chassam Sofer, to Abaye and Rava. But to connect to the tzaddikim, v'kaychem levad neshanti, and I'm relying upon their strength. Gam anochi v'kolach hafeitzim lefarsi chasm lefenechem me, and all those other Jews who want very much to be able to daven to you. Shenizke gam anachm ladaber diburim kadoshim amitim kirtzoncha nemshachim asar minei zimra. That even though we don't understand how this is, but. Through relying upon David HaMelech and the other tzaddikim, may our words also be holy and true and kitzoncha as you would want, and may they also draw from these 10 types of song. Ulespalal harbe, and to be able to daven a lot. Ulefarish kol sichasen lefenecha tamid, and to be able to speak to you in a very open way, to explain everything that's going on in our lives, to talk to you honestly and openly. B'chol eis, at all times, be'emes, or b'leiv shalom. Boifin sheniska ayodam l'natzech oischa b'chol eis. And in the schus of these words, that we should be zoicha to defeat you, always. L'natzech oischa b'chol eis. It's like, yeah, girl, l'rachamach ha'midasach. In other words, even though there's a midas adin, and the midas adin is dictating that because I'm guilty of such and such, help me to, I want to be able to be menatzeach, to overcome that. Yagor l'rachamach ha'midasach. Shetaschil v'sigma meheir l'galeini l'ula shlema sh'ein achere ha'golos. That you should bring to me a gula shlema from all of my averis, from all of my inyanim. A gula shlema sh'ein achere ha'golos. And I should be able to experience, of course, with all of Am Yisrael, gula z'nefesh, v'haguf, v'hamamon, Agula, that's my health and my nefesh and financially v'hamamun v'chlal b'frat sheniska losu meira legamri. We should be zeicher to be completely removed from all ra, from all evil. Lasses atoyv beinecha tamid. We should be zeicher to always to do what's good in your eyes. And to be kvuim b'kedushascha be'emes, to live kavua, fixed and strong in your kedusha. Lalos b'chol pam midarga ladarga b'kedusha gadoyla kitzoncha atoyv, and to ascend always higher and higher. B'kedusha gadoyla kitzoncha atoyv be'emes. B'kedusha gadoyla kitzoncha atoyv be'emes. Yile rosh me'fiv egoin l'fenecha Hashem tzui v'garli. Kaili El Hashem Ezar. I'm screaming to you. Kaili El Hashem Ezar. Kaili El Hashem Ezchan. And I'm begging to you. Eshbarch Lafan of Sichi. Look at this from the Psukim. Eshbarch, I'm pouring my words out to you. Eshbarch Lafan of Sichi. Tzerosi Lafanecha Agit. And I am telling you my tzaras. Rebbeinu Shalom. Ato Haydatanu. Aidecha Achamecha Akedoshim. Hashem Ezbarch. You informed us. You taught us. Through your great Chachamim, your holy Chacham Tzadikim, Mailas Kedusha says Baidus Vasicha Ben Levenkaino, the greatness and the holiness of his Baidus of speaking to you in a personal way. Adesha Omru Bepembalai, to the point that they actually said, Shemikotan Va'ad Gadol. The Tzadikim, Rabbi Nachman said, Shemikotan Va'ad Gadol, no matter who you are, you can be the simplest and smallest little Jew. And you can be the greatest Jew, the greatest, biggest, greatest Jew. He actually has ish kosher be'emes, but you cannot be an ish kosher be'emes. You could be a big genius, but you can't be an ish kosher be'emes. Kim ayde his abode of this. without his motives. V'kama gedolei tzaddikim le'avol madregasim kimayde his motives. And there are many, many great tzaddikim who they were only able to come to their madrega because of his motives. V'ati adata kama v'kama shonim rabbis asher overlay behevel behola. And Hashem, you know how many years of my life have been wasted. So many years of my life I've wasted behevel behola. With narishkeit and with behola, bewilderment and confusion. Lo shamati l'kol marai. And I haven't listened to my teachers, to my rebellion. Lo nahagti atzmi banhaga zois. I mean, he's talking about the teachers who have taught his about this. Lo shamati l'kol marai. Lo nahagti atzmi banhaga zois. Lo about this v'sicha ben leben kaini b'shleimus. And even though I've learned about his about this, I've heard about his about this, but I haven't conducted myself in such a way, according to all that I've been learning, to speak to Hashem in such a way, ben leben kaini b'shleimus. By these here, over alai masha over, kasher atayidat. And because of that, I'm still in the place that I am in, as you know, and all the things that I've done in my life, and I'm still in this place. Okay, therefore, I'm asking you, chus v'chamor alai me'ata. I'm asking you to have rachmanis on me from now. Al kol panim, v'zakeni laharbas b'chol yom. Let me begin now. Laharbas b'chol yom v'yom ba'amiris tehillim. Begin now every day to say a lot of Tehillim, Ushar Tchinis and Bakashas, and there are other Tchinis and Bakashas. That there are different Sfarim that we have, all kinds of Tchinis and Bakashas, so on. English they have, and in Hebrew they have even one special that we have in the house between me and you. That was written Tchinis of old Jewish grandmothers that we have, that were translated from the Yiddish. Beautiful, beautiful Artsiga Tchinis. That our grandmothers and great grandmothers used to say tchinas, and there's something they collected and made a beautiful collection we have at home. I think it's called Between Me and You. Beautiful collection of tchinas that were translated from the Yiddish. And there are all kinds of tchinas you have from the Ben Yishchai, tchinas, and many, many things that we have to try to get to start and using when we start to use these tchinas, then we begin to develop a way to, a vocabulary and a way of davening, a way of ourselves learning how to talk. With the tefillos, of course. Hashem espashtu kvar ba'olam al-yedei shaar gedolei Yisrael, that have already spread into the world these different tchinas from different tzaddikim and tzadkanias. And the Sfaradim have a lot of tchinas. V'zakeni laharbas v'zabodidus v'sicha ben leben kain. I should be zeichet in Mekayim when it's written in the pasuk, "Kumi roini b'layla l'raysh hashmuris," which says in Eicha that to be able to get up in the middle of the night, "Shivchi kamayim libech," and to pour my heart out to you, "Neichach b'nei Hashem," it says, "Shpili diburim kadoshim shal service halei v'gaguim." Did I finish that the next thing? Yeah. You still have it? Yeah, halei v'gaguim v'kisufim mishtaikikus de kedusha, with a great longing of kedusha. Ache eske livkais b'demos. Until I reach the point where I'm able to cry to you. But the most harbor with many tears. Kiben ha-boich lefnei oviv, like a son crying before his father. V'saz reini b'shas ez abaydudus v'amir satchines v'vakosha she'ezke l'harchik oz mi'atzmi kol mine machshov eschut shubaylam. And help me that when I am in his bodhus, when I'm saying these tchines of different tzaddikim and so on, that I should be able to push out from my head, far away from me, all other machshovas, all other thoughts, look to Babel, I see. And not to, and now it's much easier because we have in English, that I shouldn't get confused. I shouldn't start thinking about how come I'm not crying yet. We learned that a few weeks ago. Like, what's the matter with me? How come I'm not crying? Not to think about such things at all. Not to think about these things. Just to stay in these words that I'm saying to you. My words or these other words. That I should be able to say these words from the depths of my heart in a way that's honest and tmimus, that's pure. With tremendous humility. A heart that's very broken. And mimela, I'll come to cry. That I should be crying the bitterness of my soul. And if it doesn't come to crying, if it doesn't lead to crying, lo yabal b'lei sikla, that shouldn't mix me up at all. I shouldn't think about it. I shouldn't worry about it. Help me, I shall have the schus to speak to you be'emes and tmimus without any other machshavas. Zakenu lios chazak ba'avodah zayshel esbardus kol kach. Hashem, help me to be so strong in this avodah esbardus. Atcha filim lefamim va'filu pamim harbe. That even if it happens, that sometimes and even many times, la'eskel dabel fenacharak dibur echad, that I'm not able to say to you, maybe even just one word I could say to you. One word, Abba. One word. Eyech chazak v'dayti. The Dabra Isai Hadibur, Pamam Harbi. Okay, today I can only say one word. Help me to say the word 1,000 times in a real way. You know, if I can't get out anything else, I can just one word, but help me that this one word should be an Emistika word. Harbi, Blee Shuv Erech, Hashi Yisari Rachamech Harab Malai, until you have Rachmanis on me, Vesiftach, Siftach Pi, and to open my mouth to be able to say more words. Sheezkel Farisi Chosav Nachkaroy, that I should express myself in the right way. And strengthen me in this avodah so much. That every day I should spend many hours in this avodah. Like the Gemara says, I should be able to daven all day. And guard me that there shouldn't be any attacks from the outside or in my head or distractions. Or there shouldn't be any kitrugim against what I'm saying. That I'm speaking to you. And I shall have the schus to be strong every day to say more and more. To the point that even if I'm not zaych on a particular day to speak to you in a way where my heart is really in it, I'm at such a point that I believe that even though I didn't say these words with a full heart, that you take these words and that you accept these words, and that the kilu I said them with a full heart. That the words themselves give you pleasure and that give you nachas. V'eskel harbas v'durim kadoshim k'rach, afa pishan nidmeli shani medabra yisam b'li yisarvis alev. And I should be able to continue speaking to you, even though it seems to me that I'm saying these words in a way that's not with much sincerity or not with much feeling. I should continue. Ad she'eskai de'zeh ba'atzmo, that if I just continue saying these words, even if I'm not with feeling it, eventually will bring me to speak to you with a tremendous service. Because you have taught us in many, many places, Hashem, you have taught us that speech itself, words, are very, very powerful. And even by saying these words, when I begin in a way that's not with feeling, but the Dibra Atzma, Yeshal Kar Godel, Oiras, Adam, Is Oiras, Amiti, Tegdusha, the words themselves have a tremendous, tremendous power to open up that place of my heart over Emanti ki adabra. Through the Diburim, I come to a stronger Amuna. Zakein lefarisi chasi, help me that I should be able to speak to you, mitachemek alev, in the depths of my heart. Udvekus amachshav, concentrating with my mind. Kolkach ad shiyah somuch ma'ayt sheteitzei nafshi chas hasham, to the point that I feel like my soul is going to leave me, that I could die from such a thing. To the point of my soul leaving, that I feel like I can't, I'm going to die from such tefillah. Hashem Yisbach, help me. Hashem Yisbach, and Yischazkus v'dei Shleima. She'eskel etzamtem atzmi k'tzas, v'lias mosen, that I should be able to also to control my thoughts and my feelings. V'lias mosen b'machshavti b'inyan zeh, to be patient and to be stable, so to speak. B'inyan zeh b'chdei shleitei tzei nav shimam, shchas ha'shal. that I should, I don't want to really die. They said the Rebbe Rabbi Strelisko, when he would leave the shul in the morning, he would say goodbye to his wife and children, like he would never see them again. And he would do that every day. So like one of us, we said, come on, Rabbi, you know, you made it back every single day. Now it'll be fine. You'll be okay. But his davening, he went in such a way that with his davening, he was afraid that he would die. And he would say goodbye. He would be afraid. He would say goodbye to his family. I've had people tell me that they feel like they're dying during davening also. You don't want me to die. To live, not to die. That my soul is longing for you, and your right hand is holding me up to keep me going. I should be able to speak to kilu. It's ponim upon a like a mamish talking to you face to face. Help me that I should be a person that also says every day, or at least sometimes, to say Tikkun Chatzayis. And I should be able to speak to you then also. And I should be able to say the keenness of Tikkun Chatzayis as if I'm mom is going through them and living through them. Help me that when I say Tikkun Chatzayis, that I'm not just saying something about things that happened in the past to the Jewish people in history. That in all my davening and saying Tehillim and saying Kinas, that I should see myself going through these things right now. When I say the Kinas, I should understand that that's what I'm going through right now. As I came to Harbors by Mius, Mizmari Tehillim, Mishai Tchinas, of course, Lamar, Kavana Gadal, to help me to say Tehillim, and the other Tchinas with tremendous Kavana, Bakulam, Afa, Pish, Alpi, Rav, Nemru, Bishil, Klais, or even though when you look at Tehillim, you look at a lot of these tchinis that were said for the Jewish people, for Am Yisrael, thousands of years ago, or hundreds of years ago, whatever. Hashem, help me to see myself in Tehillim. I'm sure, well, I'm not the only one that feels this. Every Kapitel Tehillim that I'm saying these, this, since the war started, every Tehillim is all about the war. You know what I'm talking about, right? Every Kapitel is about the war. I mean, not just like in general. It's about, mamish, what's going on? Every single bit. And we take that further. In not just the war that's being fought in Israel, but then in my own personal battles, my own personal struggles. What does it mean to be held hostage in a tunnel by the evil one? So we know what it means. The evil one is Hamas. And we know that there are other hostages. They're being held. I mean, hope they're still alive in tunnels. But what does it mean in my own life that I'm being held hostage in a tunnel? What does that mean? Every one of us, you don't have to be a poet to figure this out. What does it mean to be held hostage in a low place? And who's holding me hostage? The Sitrachel, the Yitzhar, is holding me hostage. The Oyev, the Russia, is holding me hostage. And I've been in this tunnel not for 2 months. I'm in this tunnel for 20 years, for 30 years. I can't get out of this tunnel. I don't know how to get out of this tunnel. I'm a hostage in this place. Every single thing with davening for me. Shekvada tonish omrim David HaMelech ala b'shom Baruch HaKadosh muflug muflug b'mayla gadol kolkach, which you have revealed to us that when David HaMelech said the Kapitel Tehillim, he saw all of these things. He said with tremendous Ruach HaKadosh. That doesn't mean that David HaMelech saw exactly what's happening the seventh day of Hanukkah, Tavshin Pei Dalad, although it could be done, it did. But, and there was a tefillah, means that Hashem gave him the Ruach HaKodesh, that those words are going to be words that on the seventh day of Hanukkah and Tavshin Pei Dalad, every Jew who says this Kapitel Tehillim can find himself in those words. And David Melch, Hashem gave David Melch such words to be able to speak such words. That every single person can find himself in the Kapitel Tehillim, killing the Siyazda, and never all the Protis, as if these Tehillim, David HaMelech wrote about your life. He gave you a personal Tehillim that he wrote. He wrote this Kapitel Tehillim for you. So I came to the Yos Chazak Ba'avayda Azayis. Hashem, help me to be strong in this Avayda, to see myself in these Tchinas, in these Tfilas, in these Tilim, to see myself, to be able to recognize myself in these Tfilas. Amir Tilim, Mashar Tchinas Bakosh, the Piyutim, the Viduim, the Tachnunim, the Hezbardus, Sikhe Ben Levin Kaini. And she eska I dezel and atzeach hamulchama b'shleimus. I'll be zoichet to finally win this war, to win the war. Ve'eska l'skai ve'lecha b'ham is to win the war against the other side and to be a person that draws close to you. Ki kvar hu datanu shirak I dezel zoich l'natzeach hamulchama. Because the tzaddikim have told us that this is the only way to win the war, especially at the end of time. This is the only way to win the war. If a person is powerful, if a person is strong, that's where it ends, right? Just finish the sentence. I have a Hanukkah present for you. One second, give me a second. So I'll end over here. I'll say to everybody, a Ferech and Hanukkah, Lichtig and Hanukkah, and Zeus Hanukkah, which is tonight. And Bez Hashem will continue next week with a new Limud. And hopefully by then we'll be able to have some of the form and to get started with something very special in the world of Rabbi Nachman. You'll see. As